Somebody's had a hard day, huh? Somebody's got big feelings he's working through.
Man, I'm allowed to have big feelings. You don't have to act big and tough in front of Becca to make me look small so you look big.
Got me. You got me.
Yeah.
Becca already knows that I'm not a tough guy. Like, you don't need to put me down in front of her. She already knows I'm not a tough guy.
It makes me feel better.
Hello and welcome to Breezy Tuesday Podcast, episode 643. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and you know how his theoretical wife feels about him. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Sometimes it's nice.
Set to be and reminded. Spike. We sometimes got you, boy.
Be reminded. Cool.
I love you. Yes.
Well, as long as we can all agree, the energy for this episode is flawless.
Been good from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're here. We're going to talk about beer.
We're queer.
Get used to it. Some of us are queer.
Get used to it.
Yep. We're talking about foam and closures and chili. And Sam is here and Becca is here. Hello.
Hey. Indeed. Hello. Yep.
Becca, do you remember how it works? How the whole thing goes down?
For the most part, yeah.
Well, crack open that beer.
Well, I assume she does. From
open.
I know, because you go first, then Sam, then me.
Okay, then I didn't.
From all the episodes she listens to every week, she would understand the pattern by now, I would think. If she loved him, she would understand.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been a guest enough times to really.
It's sweeps week, so I'm trying to stir the pot a little here.
Uh-huh.
Podcast sweeps. A thing that exists.
Oh, this is a pretty color.
What beer is it?
Well, you're right. I should have done that first time. So, that was Revelations Raz Sour. It is a sour raspberry. I don't know what else to tell you about that.
What's the ABV?
Oh, you're right. It's 5.3%.
Okay.
It poured really nicely. It was really smooth. And it's a very pretty shade of pink.
All right.
No head. It went away very fast. And it smells exactly like raspberry jam, which is really nice.
And do you prefer raspberry jam or raspberry preserves?
Raspberry jam. The preserves, like, the fruit, the whole thing should be like...
And now, jam versus marmalade.
I don't know that I've really had marmalade.
I'm not super into marmalade. I don't like anything, like, chunky.
Oh, Tyler, I actually didn't ask you.
Oh, anything. That's a great point.
That's hilarious. And you do like chunky things. I'm talking about myself.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yas, queen!
Okay. I think I've had marmalade, like, once, though, but in, like, the little packets that you get at diners, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna drink this again. This is just the right amount of sour for me. And it's very raspberry heavy, which is nice. It doesn't really taste like beer.
Too sour for the fellers on the call. Would be my guess.
Oh. We don't really like sours.
That's totally fair. I really like sours. It's very crisp.
You and Mary should hang out. Have you ever met Mary? Probably.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, twice.
Twice. That's right.
At your wedding and at the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are both great. You should be best friends. I don't know why you aren't. I don't know whose fault it is, but it's one of you two, and it's nobody else.
It's Tyler's fault. He told me I'm not allowed to be friends with you guys.
Sure.
He wants you all to himself.
Is that why every time I hug him, he says, "You're just for me. You're just for me, boy."
Mm-hmm. And then he kisses your ear.
He has his phone flashlight on. I don't know what he's doing. It looks like he's looking at his dick, honestly. So, I don't know what he's up to.
pretty long.
Beer can. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's a long
break out. Dude, break out the magnifying glass if you got a really clear at it.
Where's one of the? I need one of those things they advertise for seniors so you can read the menu at a restaurant. You know,
a glasses they call them.
Glasses? Okay.
Cheaters.
No. They've got their. It's the card, and you pull it out, and then it lights up. They used to be advertised all the time, like 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway. My beer on it, it says best paired with, and then it has the symbols of like two people, so I'm guessing that's buds. And then it has a symbol of like a chicken leg, which I get. But then it has something indefinable. It looks, what is that? It looks like a still. Like you should combine this with more alcohol. I don't know. I'm extremely confused. That's why I have my phone light out.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I'm so glad we don't publish a video for this show, because it's so bad. It's just both of you being like, I'm holding up a flashlight to something no one can see.
Well, that's why I was describing it to you, genius.
Oh my god, I just looked up and saw my mother.
What's your beer, brother?
Mm. Alright, we'll do this. This is another one that Emily has picked for me, because she's been gathering my beer advent calendar, because she loves me. Think about that.
That's nice.
And this is an extra. So she pulled this Brewery Oma Gang. Great start.
Yep.
Everything naughty. Interesting. White chocolate imperial blonde.
Oh.
Stout?
What?
9.5% ABV. Okay, you got me. I'm here, all right.
9.5.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey, I've had funky beers that taste good. Like, smell funky beers that taste good.
I think maybe this is just the white chocolate, but...
Yeah. Mm. I also don't love
white. What are you trying to do? I think I might be on record as saying... What is the point of a white stout? Why are you a thing?
Yeah.
And this is being like, but I'm good. I'm pretty good at it. Okay, fine. But shut up, though. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
It's worse than most stouts, but it's the best white stout I've had. So then I'm like, I don't know what curve to grade this on.
I hear ya. Mm-hmm. I may have a similar experience with my beer. I have Cape May Brewing Company's Merry and Bright. It says West Coast Style IPA, 7.5% ABV. I poured it out, though, and it looks extremely, like, amber. Like, is this a red ale? I don't know. Doesn't
that
say
looks blood red to me. Maybe it's right? Just the camera.
No, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Anyway, I poured it out. It had a medium head with different sized bubbles. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hoppy, but there's like a malt undertone to it as well. Yeah. It's pretty good. Alcohol is not super noticeable. I wish this was a little hoppier. I mean, it is pretty, like, bright. I don't know how to describe it.
You're doing a great job.
It's bright, but it's not merry. He's like, why don't I get invited on? I don't get it.
It really is the thing is that, like, from a podcast perspective, her vibe, it's not really working. But if this was a live show, it would be great.
Because
I've mostly just been watching Becca for this, and it's been, it's working for me.
Well, you know what? We do this.
It's giving. Who's that one guy who said make it work or whatever? Who's that guy? You know that guy?
Really? I like him. He's cool.
R.I. Possible to Tim Gunn.
I don't know. I think he's still alive.
Yeah, R.I. Possible.
Okay.
That's... Like, she's not even listening.
Okay. Yeah, it's like he doesn't even get us.
but no, it feels like there is like a lot of like you know, kind of like bright, fresh, piney flavor, but it's not like the bitterness or like the, I don't know, the oomph isn't entirely there. I don't think it's bad, but I could use a little more oomph. Yeah.
And now, Tyler, is it ever weird for you that when you're talking about beer, Becca just stares at you and like licks her lips the whole time?
Do I?
It's like, Becca, keep it in your pants for like 45 minutes, dude. We can rap early and then you can jump on him, but like, we're making a fucking show here.
I can't control myself.
I really hope the lip-licking sound got picked up, because that was fun. Let's go to our first article.
My face is bright red.
It's Mary and Bright Red. Let's see. This is kind of a follow-up from last week. Finance.yahoo.com. 37-year-old beer brand closes down operations. No bankruptcy yet. So, obviously, we're talking about Rogue. As we talked about last week, they shut down all operations on the 14th, November 14th. All their brew pubs, their brewing, all that stuff. But they haven't declared bankruptcy yet. So, I mean, I have a hard time believing they're going to come back from this. But it is confirming that they've, you know, at least temporarily shuttered everything. The other big news buried at the bottom of this article is that 21st Amendment Brewing is closing down. They are, they're going to shut down. They made one of my favorite beers, Heller High Watermelon. So love good. That beer. So, yeah, tough news.
Some of this stuff makes me wonder if there's just, like, a degree to which I don't understand finance. Like, obviously, a lot of places will declare bankruptcy and then, like, continue to operate. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's just they're, like, rearranging their financial yada yada in a way that is just so hugely boring to me that I can't really internalize any of it.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that Rogue is just, like, dead.
Guy.
Like, maybe they're going to sell off their recipes and their equipment or like whatever, but just I know the idea of too big to fail is like flawed implicitly, but they feel too big to fail to me.
Well, then I would point you to like Schlitz, right? Schlitz was like huge. I know you laugh.
Sure, but Schlitz sucked.
yeah it did. So, Becca, Schlitz was a huge beer brand. Like, huge. Like, one of the...
Back in our day, little lady. Yeah.
I feel like I can visualize it.
And then now it's totally gone. So...
Yikes.
I don't know. It just feels like in esta economía, it's... fiesta every day, amigos. It just feels like it's going to be okay? Hard. I'm sorry?
Do we need to put him in a home?
Disney's Encanto.
Yo, Encanto rules. You guys watch that shit? Rules.
Yeah, we saw Encanto. Yeah, this is pretty good. We liked it. We didn't like
Stephanie Beatrice. Man, she's just charming as all hell, isn't she?
She has such an incredible voice. Speaking and singing. It's crazy.
Did you know that when she auditioned for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, she had a cold, and so, like, she had a deeper voice, and they loved it, so she just had to put that voice on for the whole fucking thing. And so if you watch her or anything else, that's not her voice at all.
Mm-mm. It's so high-pitched.
This guy loves Stephanie
Beatrice.
I know. I fucking love Stephanie Beatrice.
Marry Stephanie Beatrice.
I feel confident. I would say this directly to Emily's face if she were down here. I have a huge crush on Stephanie Beatrice. And she'd be like, yeah, dude, I know.
She's pretty great.
Seems talented.
Have you guys seen Man on the Inside?
No.
No.
It's one of those shows that's like, it's a little too nice. But Stephanie Beatrice is in it, and she's great.
Mm. We've been watching The Chair Company.
Yes.
You hear The Chair Company?
I feel like you're doing a prank on me.
I'm not. No. It's, you know, Tim Robinson, I think you should leave.
He has a new show called The Chair Company.
And it is extremely whack.
It's so bizarre. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's very whack.
So don't pitch shows to me I can't sell to my wife. Extremely whack is not an adjective I can bring to, you know, the execs.
Did she like, I think you should leave?
No. Well, I've never shown it to her. She'd probably throw up.
Give me like top three favorite shows of your wife.
Like shows we watch together?
Yeah. Or that she watches alone. I don't know. What are her top three?
Well, shows? Her number one show is Bones. And I've seen maybe like 5 episodes of Bones and I don't really understand the appeal. But like that's her number one show of all time. I don't know. We watched Man on the Inside, which is the thing I just said. She liked that a lot. I don't know. That might be recency bias. Okay. It almost definitely is. And like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is another Stephanie Beatrice show. Maybe she just has a crush on Stephanie Beatrice like me.
She can be your unicorn.
I can be your corny baby.
No.
Oh, no, Taskmaster. Taskmaster's got to be in the top three.
Taskmaster's in the top three. I don't know what that is. You don't know Taskmaster?
No.
What the fuck are you talking? So, okay.
I'm sorry.
I think we should hang up the call and you guys should just go watch Taskmaster for like 10 hours.
I've seen it.
But she hasn't.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Yeah. All right.
Sam, you want to explain Taskmaster since you clearly have
oh my god, dude. It's like the best show ever, man. It's so good.
Who's in it?
It's impossible to explain. Please.
It's not like a cast show. It's like you got to master tasks type show.
Oh, it's like a reality show?
It's a panel show. It's a British panel show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yes.
But like with like wacky bits. Please, please, please show her this show. Because I legitimately think that I think Becca would fucking love this show. Okay. But it's so weird and it's fucking impossible to explain. And Tyler, you know what I mean when I say it's impossible to explain.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Interesting. All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah, we've also been watching all the Predator movies.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like those Predator movies over there, Samuel?
I've seen Predator, and that's it.
That's about all you need to see. I was going to say, we've watched almost the whole franchise, and it's surprising how not good the, like, franchise is.
I've heard that Prey is really good.
Prey is good.
That's one of the good
But ones. I haven't seen it.
And Alien vs. Predator. That one is so good.
It's no longer canon, but
whatever.
But it's just like there are a lot of Predator movies,
A lot,
and they're mostly bad. It's just crazy how long like the franchise has hung around and like still how much sway it holds, even though most of the movies suck.
Yeah,
I'll say the like cultural significance of the like tough guy handshake, like it's incredible. As a meme, it's really powerful. And I think it should be like held in the like the canon of cultural relevance just for that handshake.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Predator the musical.
Of course.
Life-changing.
Well, shut up. Shut up, you. Shut up, you.
What? It's so good.
All right. That was weird. Okay, I guess it's another article time. Is that what time it is? Is it really another article?
I don't know, man. We're way off the rails, and we're only like a third of the way into the show.
That's true.
Sorry, guys.
And the burps.
Yeah, that helps, Tyler. You could just maybe just don't say the burps afterwards.
No, I like calling them out. I like calling them out. Because now we've had a whole conversation about it. You can't edit it out. It's fun for me.
Oh, and the burp.
So, honestly, that is interesting to me. If I belched into a microphone, I'd be like, oh, man, I really hope someone edits this out. But you're like, I have to make sure that this stays in.
It's only, Samuel.
He's not insecure about anything.
It's only for
not you. Even his little teeny tiny boy dick.
It's crazy. He's so confident.
Is it weird for you that your balls are bigger than your dick, and you're like, I'm going to put it in now, but oh, wait, this is just one of my balls. I thought it was my dick, but it's just one of my balls, and my balls are bigger than my dick.
That part's not an issue. What's an issue? It's hard. It makes it hard to pee, though. I have to aim like a mortar, you know?
Right, up and down, right. And you got to get an arc on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Otherwise, you'll pee on your balls.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's my life. You remember when a bunch of people in college thought I did have a tiny little baby dick because I kept saying I did? That was extremely amusing for me.
I'm among them.
Molly, like, admitted to me one day. She was like, I said something about Tyler, and she's like, but he has, like, a small dick. And I was like, no, he doesn't. She was like, but he always says that he does. And I was like, it's a joke.
It's hilarious.
The only bathroom thing that I really associate with you is when I trained you like a dog.
You trained me. You trained yourself.
I trained ourselves.
No, you got on my pee schedule. You synced to me.
And we had to go pee together, and we held hands.
That's beautiful. I like that.
It was very odd. He'd be like, we have to go pee. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we played a little, like, a mini basketball game where after we peed and washed our hands, we tried to... It's like a mini game of horse of, like, how far away can we be and throw our... wadded up
forgot paper about town
in the forgot in the trash
that.
Can.
Sam was much better at it than I was. Aww. Probably why I blocked it out of my head.
Well, I'm better than you at sports, broadly.
Yes, that is correct. That you guys is are correct.
So cute.
Yes, we are quite cute.
Quams. I agree.
Who pet me?
Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all? Every time somebody honks, I go, who pet me?
Is that guy in jail yet?
I don't know, brother. Probably. I don't know. You know who should be in jail? The people from our next article, Cincinnati.com. Chili-flavored beer, Skyline, Northern Kentucky Brewery, team up for new item. Excuse me.
There you go.
So, everybody knows Skyline Chili, right?
They have ice cream?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Skyline
Chili.
Have
you guys had Skyline Chili? Because... It seems like it might rule to me. Like, it's the type of thing that, like, people dunk on all the time of, like, why would you make your chili like this? This sounds like shit. But, like, it kind of sounds like it'd be good, but I've never had it.
I've never had it either. But literally everybody hates it. So, wait, I just really? Don't know. Yeah.
Have you ever heard had of it? No.
Oh, you never heard of it? They put it on, like, it's like in Ohio. Or, yes, yeah, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
They put it on, like, spaghetti.
It's like, I think the idea is you make chili and you pour it over spaghetti and then there's cinnamon on top.
Huh. That's like your brother.
Right. That's the correct response, Becca. which is like, it's not saying that sounds yummy or saying that sounds yucky. It's saying I should try that and then...
Yeah.
I'll have an opinion after. I think too many people say that's not what I think of as chili and just like dunk on it. Which is fucked up, I think.
I'm willing to try variety with my chilies.
Totally. Right. No, I would like to try it too. I think maybe it sucks. Maybe it rules. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I would have to try it and then I'll let you know.
I would try it, but the cinnamon does give me significant pause.
Well, cinnamon could be good with a savory.
It could be.
It depends on how much they use.
I just, it's, the reaction is like universally negative that I've heard.
Wow.
So.
Open your mind.
And that's my problem. If it was universally skeptical, then I would get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's universally negative. Like a lot of people saying they hate it. And that makes me feel like you haven't tried it. You're just yelling that you hate it because the internet told you to.
Yeah. Sometimes the mob is right, though. Like, New Jersey does suck. It does.
That's a horrible comparison.
Well,
should we do, for episode 1000, should we do a live show in Cincinnati where we eat Cincinnati chili?
Skyline chili. We can also
all over the place.
And we can drink this beer because we haven't even gotten into it. So Braxton Brewing Company has teamed up with Skyline Chili, which I guess is a company? Whatever. To create the, quote, very first beer ever crafted with Skyline. Which is kind of a lie, because it's just it's a bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout made with, quote, a touch of the spices in Skyline's chili. Yeah. So there's no Skyline in here. There's, like, maybe a little bit of, like, cinnamon and, I don't know, cumin?
There's just enough for them to say that there is some in there.
Yeah, this is kind of a fart.
And a farce.
What do you think, Samuel? Why is he pretending that he's frozen?
Because you said fart instead of farce, and I didn't like that.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome, girl. Look it up.
Helsinki Syndrome.
Oh, no.
I don't... If you're going to make, like, a stupid beer, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you're going to make, like, a chili beer that's dumb, you better have some fucking chili in it, you know? Like, you better have poured a whole bunch of chili in the vat.
I would so much rather have this beer and it taste fucking whack than it taste boring.
Yeah. And it's definitely
it's way easier for me to recommend like a whack beer. Like, if you like beer that tastes like weird chili, you should try this. As opposed to if it just tastes like boring beer, I'd be like, don't bother.
Yeah, like, what's the point? If you're going to be like, we've made a Skyline chili beer, and then it just isn't.
It'd be like, every six-pack has one whole bottle of their spices.
Actually, every six-pack does come with a can of Skyline chili, so I guess you could just dump some in there if you wanted to.
Is that the recommendation?
I haven't seen the serving
suggestion. Or is that just like a bit?
I haven't seen the serving suggestion. But it does, every pack does come with a can of Skyline chili. That is not a lie.
Well.
It's Cincinnati, get it together, you guys.
Yeah, I've never been to Cincinnati. Have you?
I've been to Cleveland. Does that count?
Duckleave? No, the only time I've ever spent in Ohio was with you and Steven Adelgren and Greg Coppolo. That was terrible. Seems like the whole state's pretty bad. I don't know.
We had fun.
Yeah, we did have fun. We did have fun. But I also threw up a lot. So, you know, there was that.
I went on a weird family vacation in high school, I think. Which, in retrospect, I think of as just like a tour of failed cities of the East Coast. Like, we went on a family vacation where we spent, like, 3 days in Pittsburgh and 3 days in Cleveland. And in retrospect, it was like, oh, right. My dad booked those trips because they were cheap as shit because the cities suck.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's doing fine now. I don't know about DeCleve.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, 15, 20 years ago or something.
It's just, it really seems like a lot of those states, like, I know they're called flyovers, but, like, what's going on in Ohio, Indiana? I don't know.
Not much.
It helps not to think about it.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
I'd say as someone living in Wisconsin and will until I die.
But Wisconsin's got like, the beer and the cheese. Like, I can't really put anything in, like, what's Illinois known for?
Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, not Illinois. Excuse me. See, I can't even get the states right. Indiana. What's going on in Indiana?
The Indy 500.
My friend Dakota lives there.
Okay. All right.
Also, her friend Dakota.
Thank you.
I feel like when I talk to the general public about what they know about Indiana, it's about half people talking about the Indy 500, but half Becca's friend whose name I've already forgotten.
Dakota.
Dakota, who lives in Indiana?
Sure.
She should move to one of the Dakotas.
Just hung out with her.
I know. I'm just now thinking about how she's named after a state that she doesn't live in.
Okay. It has an H at the end, so.
I'm thinking Dakota for a boy. Oh my god. Sam, what's going on over there?
Oh boy. So, we might have a new record for my content failures. Because I've, Tyler, you can attest, I've brought on a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, nothing to the table recently.
But you know, I like to bring a game on.
Sure.
Here and there when I don't have anything.
Yep.
And so I was going to do Brewlywed Game. And I knew Becca was going to be on, so I was like, here's how I'll do it. I'll write the questions, and I'll ask Emily to answer them, and just fold over a piece of paper, so I won't know, so it'll be fair. And she didn't write answers down on the piece of paper. So what I have is nothing.
Okay.
Sick brother. That's awesome.
You
That's
had rad. That story. So,
there yeah, you go. I had it locked and loaded.
Well, so you haven't done
any. How my life is sad.
You haven't done anything recently, but Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you doing anything for Turkey Day?
I think I'm going to go to Aunt Debbie's house.
Yeah? Talk to me about that.
It's my wife's aunt, and we go to her house sometimes. Yes.
Are they in Illinois?
They're in Sun Prairie, which, as I'm sure you know, is the greater Dane County area, so like a half-hour drive.
I fell asleep.
You want to guess what we're bringing? We're bringing something really interesting.
Your kids.
Biscuits.
Buns. We're bringing buns.
Close, Becca. Shit. That was close. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, what's more boring than biscuits? It's buns.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much whenever there's like, so there are like holiday, you know, potlucks at my job and stuff, and I almost always just bring like rolls or some bullshit that I get in the store. Like, I'm not, what do they want from me?
Yeah.
Oh man, my move back in the day, like when I was in high school or probably younger, honestly, was like when they make you sign up for the shit,
yeah,
like plates or forks and knives. That's the move, boy. Because then you don't got to do nothing. You go to the store, you spend 45 cents, and you bring your shit, and someone else baked cookies like an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. I was the one who baked cookies.
I'm like an idiot.
What an idiot, dude. Hey, man, don't tell Becca I think she's an idiot. But, like, come on.
Does your work have like holiday parties? It seems like that would be an epic type thing to do.
Oh yeah, man. Probably.
You don't go to them, huh?
Well, I'm about to bring this shit way down. There was someone on my team who was like really aggressive about like coordinating, Christmas shit, and so she coordinated Secret Santa and also would bake cookies every day for all of December up through Christmas. And would be like, just come to my office. I baked a different cookie every day all through December.
She died.
It's like, oh. And then she died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
And that kind of killed the vibe on my team. And so everyone kind of pretends Christmas doesn't exist. And, yeah.
She
cool, got... cool. What a great show we make.
No one decided to take up the torch. Like,
sounds like they're keep a bunch it of going. Lazy bitches on Sam's team.
In her memory.
There can only be one Allison Winnicky. Pour one out for Allison Winnicky.
Was it, like, unexpected?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that
How
sucks.
How old was she? How like, old was she?
Younger than us, dude.
Ugh. Really? Oh, that sucks.
That sucks so bad. It's like
she, like her kid, like she like had just had a kid, and like I don't know if that was related.
Oof.
I don't actually know, Because, like, I wasn't close enough with her to, like, know any of that stuff. Like, I'm sure people know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just, like, this person who was just, like, kind of like a bit of a beacon of hope for our team was just, like, and then she died.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck, man. Okay.
And no longer question.
I guess fuck everything.
That sucks. That sucks big times.
That's crazy.
And then, like I was at her funeral, and, like, a bunch of people that I, like, liked and respected were at a funeral, and we were all like, wow, it sucks that she's dead. I guess everything sucks now. And then we all agreed.
Then
no one did anything to fix anything. It just sucks.
When was this? Was this?
And this was like 5 years ago.
Oh
my god! You guys.
Cool. What a great podcast.
Well, I was gonna you know, do something weird, like send cookies to your office under that name or something, like her ghost. But
you would seem like a weird pervert, I think.
Yeah,
if you did
that. 5 years. 5 years is too much.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's so much turnover in my company that most people would be like, who the fuck is that?
What if...
Which is sad in its own way. Bo-bo-bo-bo!
I'm trying, Sam, and you will not let the mood rise.
No, yeah, man. It's sad that a person I knew died.
I mean, whatever.
Cool.
I know lots of people who've died. I probably know more than you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Let's make it clear. It's definitely a competition.
Yeah.
Let's each get out a legal pad and make a list, and whoever has the most wins.
Actually, Tyler can't say shit. He still has one of each grandparent. We don't have any. You still have your grandparents.
Why don't you cry about it, losers?
You suck.
This feels good. All of this feels good to me. I think, do we have another
article? Oh, this will help the energy. My wife is here. Uh-oh. High five.
Why?
We were talking about how Allison died.
Oh.
Yeah, you just high-fived a death.
R.I.P.
Oh, this episode's a bummer.
That tracks.
Anyway, should we do an article, please?
Yeah, we've got a real bummer of an article to wrap it up. ScienceDaily.com. Scientists have discovered the holy grail of beer brewing. No, they haven't. And also, I don't really understand the article.
SciTech Daily really took itself very seriously.
So true. So it says it's a formula for stable beer foam. So, like, is that really the holy grail of brewing? I don't think so. And also, if you read through this, I think it says multiple places that, like, they still don't exactly know how the mechanism works. So do they really have a formula for it, or have they just made some slight progress in figuring out how, like, molecular physics works?
So maybe, like, if I could reframe this, we've come up with a formula that sometimes makes a thing which, for beer drinkers, they don't really care about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I know that, like, there's that classic image of, like, the beer, like, the top, I don't know, 20% or whatever is just foam, and it's like, oh, that's the ideal. But I don't think that anybody actually really wants that, except maybe, like, I don't know, the Czechs or somebody who just drinks, like, really boring beer. Yeah.
Well, Guinness.
So I'm seeing in the headline here, no comments. How do I leave a comment?
It's too bad there's nobody here you can ask to be on our show, Sam.
Yeah, it didn't work out last time.
It's right at the bottom. You can leave a comment.
Leave a reply.
Leave a reply.
I'm working on it.
But, so, it's like, I guess, mostly about, like, proteins. Like, so for lagers, it's mostly about, like, proteins from the, I don't know what, like, the yeasts and shits. That form these complex structures that create the head. But for some other ales, I guess it's more about, like, the interplay of surface elasticity. Again, I don't really get it, but I don't understand how it's the holy grail of beer. I don't know. What would
it ain't,
I guess. What would you say, Samuel, would be the holy grail of beer?
Oh, sorry. I'm busy responding to the person hugely negatively. my holy grail of beer would be, a yeast profile that's easily replicable, that you could put into lots of different beer styles that would bring, like, the Belgian flavor to life. Belgian IPA is a thing, but it's kind of like, doesn't really work.
Yeah.
It can't, like, it can be good, but it doesn't, like, really show what a Belgian has to say. So I guess my holy grail would be if you had a yeast strain that gives you Belgian flavor with whatever else.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Finally got something he was happy to talk about, too, and he's...
Yeah.
Don't say anything too bad about him, though, because he can probably hear us. I don't say anything about how dumb
this is all I can hear. All of this. All of it is on here. Craig hears you.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad answer, though.
Maybe I'll just say, who are you and why should I care?
Sure.
I'm just trying to figure out what mean thing to say to this person. Because this article makes me really mad.
Just
and I would like to take it out on them.
This article is bad, and you should feel bad.
This article is a fart. I'd rather pee on my balls than read this article.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather pee on my balls than read this article.
I peed on my balls for this. Sam, how long can it possibly take for you to draft this reply?
I keep rewriting it because I'm trying to think of what's a sicker burn.
He's just been gazing dull-eyed into his other monitor for the past 3 minutes.
Aren't you supposed to love each other? Talk amongst yourselves. Jesus Christ.
It's just I've been dropping gold, and I'm getting lots of great laughs from Becca. If you're tuned out, I need you to tune in.
She always gives you good laughs.
I laugh at everything.
Your child bride is going to laugh at whatever you say. I got it this time.
All right. You can see his lips moving as he sounds out the sentence.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, shut up. It's scathing, dog. Let me cook.
I'm just going to keep refreshing the page until I see your incredible comment come up.
It's almost here.
Almost.
All right. Okay. Oh, I got to put a fucking email in here? Jesus Christ. I guess I'll put the Bruise Day in, right?
Sure.
That's oh my god.
Save my name, email, and website in this browser for the next time. Yeah. I'll go ahead and do that.
You're gonna be on SciTech Daily a lot.
So funny. I hope this guy reaches out.
Error! Please enter a name.
By F.
Cool man.
I don't think F. Zurich is a real person. I gotta be honest.
Zurich.
With you. That sounds like a robot.
This is.
Name.
It's wild how bad this website is for the fact that it's SciTechDaily.com.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's ETH Zurich. What is ETH Zurich? It's the leading university for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
So.
In Zurich?
An institute wrote this?
Are you telling me shrimp fried this rice? He's still silent, so clearly he hasn't managed to post that.
No, so I hard refreshed the website, and it was like, I don't know how you can post this.
Well.
Oh, no.
You suck.
This is the fucking worst experience of my life.
This is the worst experience of my life, and I had my balls chopped open.
Jesus Christ.
He did. He had them chopped right open.
Well, that's a little bit.
Yeah, to get his tubes tied. I guess they weren't really chopped. They were lasered, but anyway.
Fried, I think, would be the verb.
Women's lasers. Oof. So, still working over there?
I just started over again because the
website
crashed. The Science Daily website doesn't work. Like, what does that tell you?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know what? You can just name your website whatever, right? Like, I could just name it, like, most reliable website. That doesn't make it, like, the most reliable website.
Don't believe the guarantee.
That's right, Becca. Sam has something to say about it, but he's going to comment it on my website eventually.
So I'm just going to say, was this article written by AI? Shit, man, what a bad website. Eat shit.
Wow, that was...
So we'll see.
That was scathing,
scathing,
dude.
Scathing, dog.
Scathing, brother.
It was better the first time, but it cleared my whole cache the first time I tried. Crashed.
You didn't copy your reply.
Email BruiseDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Name Tyler. Great.
Whatever.
Don't worry, it'll definitely not save this comment because it doesn't know how, because it's a very bad website. Forbidden! Browser seems to be spam bot.
Cool, man. It knows you're a hater. Mm-hmm. See, it is side technically. SciTech, ready to
eat
go.
Eat shit, SciTech Daily. Should I quit my job and try to shut down SciTech Daily?
Yes.
I don't think you have to quit your job in order to do that. It doesn't seem like...
No. If he's trying to do this, like, wholeheartedly, he needs to quit that.
Should I half-ass it or should I whole-ass it, Tyler?
Whole-ass. Give it a little bit of the cheek.
Quarter-ass it.
Duplicate comment detected. It looks as though you've already said that. Nah, dog. You didn't let me post it the first time. I just tried again.
Okay, you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
You guys can do whatever you're doing. I'm up to my own thing, but like, if you guys want to make a podcast, you can.
Oh, boy.
I'd probably keep going, too.
Well, this is Audio Poison, so who's finished their beer? Anybody finished their beer?
Almost.
Suck that beer down, Becca. Suck it down. There you go. Rate that beer for me, champ. Ooh. First, remind everybody what it was.
Revelations Raz Sour. 5.3 ABV.
Mm-hmm.
I would give this... I'm going to say 7.5. I would rate it higher because it would taste really good, but... It was easy to drink, but not enough alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to drink beer, it needs to be like 8% or above. And this was 5.3. It's probably good during the summer or when you need something like a little bit lighter. But yeah, 7.5. And I'm going to recommend this, remembered that on my own, to people who like sour beers.
Okay.
So, like, is this a Jed and Mary situation?
Yeah.
I'd ask Sam to go next, but he's furiously typing his caustic and witty replies. So
now I'm just commenting, do you guys, like, just, like, not wanting me to post on here?
Got him.
Because it keeps saying there's no replies, there's no comments on this article. And I was like, well, I posted 2 comments, you just haven't let me. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep trying.
Again,
what happens.
They're censoring you.
Yeah.
Forbidden! You sent forms too often. Please wait a few minutes.
Wow.
Cool. SciTechDaily.com. Eat a whole bag of dicks.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I had was Brewery Oma Gang's Everything Naughty. White Chocolate Imperial Blonde Stout. I get the white chocolate. I get the Imperial 9.5. And I guess I get the blonde stout. It's really just, it's more of a white stout, I think. I guess, like, blonde stout as an idea isn't really a thing. I didn't hate it, but it was kind of boring. I'll give it a 6.5 and say, yeah, okay, sure. Just, like, broadly, to anybody who might want to drink it. Sure, go ahead.
Cool, man. That was well thought out. I would like to, when this episode comes out, leave a comment saying that I really appreciated you taking the time to thoroughly
review. And listen, if you have any criticisms of the way that I review beers, I would let you post them on the website because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah. I had Cape May Brewing Company's Marion Bright West Coast Style IPA, 7.5%. And I thought it was bright, but it could be merrier. I just wish it was hoppier. I don't know. I just wish it had more to it. Also, it was kind of like a, I don't know. It was unusually malty. Kind of think of like I said, like a red IPA or like a rye IPA almost. But I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just a little unexpected. So I think I'll give this a 7. And recommend it to people who are like going to a party and they're trying to bring like a Christmas party and they're trying to bring an on themed beer that isn't a winter warmer. That's who I'd recommend this to.
Mm. Very specific.
Mm-hmm. I have specific that needs.
Might be like one person.
Well, this is for them.
I hope they hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at my dogs. Like maybe it's them.
They go to a lot of themed parties.
Barley's giving me a really specific look, and yeah. I feel like if I say anything, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm just going to not say anything.
He doesn't want you to blow up his spot. He's always out clubbing, and he doesn't want everybody to know where the spot is.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking guy, dude. Things He's got are... a little bit of an old queen energy.
Nice.
Okay, so... Becca, thanks for being on.
You're so welcome.
Sam, thanks for being on.
Well, it's always great to be on with you, Tyler, and have your full support of everything I do.
Listener, if you want to comment on how this podcast has been, you can do it in a multitude of ways that aren't forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, commenting on our links at BruceTuesday.com, emailing us at BruceTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, or blue skying us at BruceTuesday. Don't let keep it down. See you the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. Man, what a shit show. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Crazy.
It was fine.
I think he's still talking about the website. I think he's still talking about the website allowing its comments.
Really?